Simon Lamed Beis. We're up to Sif Chaf in the Mechaber. We're going halachas that are nogea to a sefer. First one is the tzarech ledakdek b'chaseiros v'yiseiros, that a sefer has to be very careful not to add any words or letters in his writing and not to leave out any words or letters in his writing. Shim chaser or yaser ois achas tfilin, because if he either adds even one letter or leaves out one letter, then the tfilin is puzzle. V'nimtzu amagiyim oisam, and nimtzu amenichim oisam, and the people who wear these tfilin that have an extra letter, a missing letter, means a puzzle tfilin. V'varchin b'chol yom bracha levatala. So first of all, there's a bracha levatala because they're puzzle tfilin. And second of all, gam shari b'chol yayim b'loy mitzvah tefillin, that the sefer has the responsibility of this yid not wearing tefillin every single day. V'nimza oynesh ha-sefer merubah. So the sefer has a very big achrayas, a big oynesh, for being machshel somebody in a bracha levatala and not wearing tefillin. And the Mishnah points out, and he's a gazlan also, because he sold him tefillin that were presumably kasher and not. And it was because of his carelessness that they're not kasher. Lachain, therefore, tzarech liyos ma'oid yari shamayim. A person has to be a very big yari shamayim, the charet lidvar Hashem, and he has to be zrizus for the dvar Hashem, hamizatik b'chsivas tefillin, the tikkunim. Somebody who's Isaac in the Indian of writing tefillin or being mesak in the tefillin, so he has to have a lot of yari shamayim, and he has to be very careful, very meticulous, not to be missing any letters or to add any letters in. It's a common mistake. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan kuf, chaser yaser, afilo imateva lo nishtana lekriyasa bezeh, kagun bemale v'chaser kadol kaman. Even if it doesn't change the meaning of the word, if it's matzois, and it should be written without a vav, and he writes it with a vav, even though it reads matzois with or without the vav, but lemaise, since in the Torah it's written chaser, and he wrote it with a vav, so now it's puzzle, or vice versa. Kuf Aleph, Ois Achas, if it's one letter that's missing or extra, it's possible. Vafilim Kaisa Shal Yod Chatzah. Even if it's the Kais of the Yod, it's also Chatzah. It's Ma'akiv, Kedisa Ben Menachis, like it says in Menachis. It's Machlokas Rishainim. Rashi in the Bainer Tam, Rashi learns that the Kais Shal Yod is the regal, Yamin of the Yod, the large part that dips down. And that's Ma'akev, and that's Ma'akev according to everybody. But the Rabbeinu Tam says that not only that's Ma'akev, but even the left side, there's a little coat that goes down, so that also is Ma'akev according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see now, Vayter, Kuf Beis, Meruba, Milvad Avon Gezel Achamor, aside from the problem that he's making a bracha of the Tala, and the person's not wearing tefillin, he's also a Gazlan. Kuf Gimel, so he has to be a big Yeri Shemayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we have a longer rikus over here. What the basic idea, what he's going to say, is that there were seferim that they had an apprentice, a young apprentice, that would work for him and practice writing. And then he would take the parshas that he would write and he would put them in tefillin and sell them, and he would use that money as sort of the schar limud, even though he was teaching the apprentice for free, but he would get some profit by selling the parshas, and we're going to see an arikas, this lashon of the levush, that he was very against this, basically for two reasons. Number one is that the sefer, this young person, he's not at all thinking about writing tefillin. His intention is just to work on practicing how to write nice letters. And since he's not writing it lishma, we learned that and yesterday in last night's shir and Sif Yotes, that a tefillin is not written l'shem kedushas tefillin is not kasher. These young sofrim don't have that in mind at all. And the second problem is that these sofrim, when they sell the parshiyos, they tell their customers that, oh yeah, I wrote it myself. So they lie to the customer and deceive them. And so that's a big problem. So we'll see this. Mishnah Berurah is very, very strong language against this practice. Reizi lahatik poi leshen halavush. I wanted to copy down here the language of the levush, hatzarech mo'oy ben yaminu, which is very relevant in this idea that the writer has to be yari shamayim. So over here you see a case where they were over on this idea. The zelashayne. Loi kamoy sha'isin akshav, not like is done the practice today. Kama seifrim shemenichem na'arim hamizlamdim lichtoiv tefillin, that they allow the young people, the youth, to, or learning, the training, to write the fill-in, kadesh yargilum b'chav, they should have practice writing. V'achakach roya ha-sefer im nechdevu kelchasan, b'chaseirisan v'yaseirisan. And then the cipher checks it over to make sure that it's not missing anything or has anything extra. V'sagile b'achi, and he considers that enough. V'achakach minichanaisan b'batim, and they put it into batim, v'maychanaisan, and they sell them. V'chashvin lehem ha-sefer in the oisan ha-mois, b'schar ha-limud, ha-la-na'a. And the cipher, he considers like he's doing a good thing. He's doing a mitzvah. Here he is. He's training somebody how to write tefillin. And he's doing it for free. And he gets a little bit of a side benefit. This is the payment, the schar limud. And they're more heter. They think that this is mutter. We're teaching these poor youth how to do a we're doing it for free. So we're big balak hasad. So they're imagining that they're doing a mitzvah, and meanwhile it's the opposite. I say yatascharam b'afsedim, that whatever they gain by training these youths, they're losing with their veira. The adraba loy toiv hema oisim be'amam, they're not doing a good thing for Klal Yisrael. Ki hanar noyar, this young person is empty, means his mind, he's not thinking about the mitzvah of tefillin. It seems he didn't train him to write it lishma. He just was teaching him the way that the letters look and was having him practice how to write. Vein yodeya ben yamina l'smayla, he doesn't know any of the halachas of tefillin. Vein l'shum kavana bo'ilam, he doesn't have any kavana whatsoever. Rakim can is asking the chiva liyapas ekzal, they're just practicing how to write nicely. Loyalishum kedusha, they don't have any idea, any thought in their mind about kedusha. Vishum kavanas mitzvah boilam, they're not thinking that they're doing any kind of mitzvah when they're writing these tefillin. Right, einash ha-sefer meruba ma'oy. So the einash of this cipher is very great. Shemakshil ef abriyay, he's being makshil people. They're putting on tefillin, but in akashah. Sheminichin oisan ha-tefillin ha-psulim, these are pasul tefillin. So that's the first taina of the lavush. Is that these seifrim that are training people, who are apprenticing, these young people, they're not practicing, they're not writing tefillin, they're just practicing writing tefillin. So since they're not writing it, l'shem kedushas tefillin, practice, it seems, is not l'shem kedushas tefillin, it's practice. So mimele, they're not kashas tefillin. Even though they may look, the parshas look like kashas parshas, and maybe he wrote it well, and it's not missing any letters. Well, nice, it's possible. Then he says the other problem. Then they're really fooling themselves because they're lying to people, and that's certainly a problem. Not only this, in order to make his merchandise seem valuable, he tells everybody, I wrote to myself. Oh, yeah, I had kavana when I wrote it. There's certainly going to be a din and shamayim on them because of this practice. They're going to have a lot of einish valeim nemar orer oisei meleches Hashem remia. About them it says the pasuk that a person who does meleches Hashem in a deceptive way is cursed. Alkein yizayir kol sefer v'yizrachek mizeh v'tayvlik. Therefore, every sefer should avoid this practice if he wants to have an apprentice, so then he can pay his car limit to him, or he can, he'll take him for free and not use his parshas. But certainly to use the parshas when they're not written lishma, and then to deceive people is certainly unacceptable. The lishman ha'amor eitzel tefillin. Now, we know that tefillin has to be written lishman. So he's going to clarify over here. Well, there's two halakas, a halakha of writing a get and a halakha of writing tefillin. And they both need lishma. So the din by writing a get is it has to be written l'shman, l'shem, the isha, and the ish, the man or the woman who are getting the writing this get, has to be written for these two people who need the get. And the whole tariff of the get, the important information, the dates and the names, these things have to be written l'shem, the people who it's being written for. Whereas tefillin, l'shman of tefillin does not mean it's written, the sefer knows the person he's writing it for. He's writing it for Yankel and he wants to make sure that, Yankel's getting his tefillin. He's writing Yankel's tefillin. It's not, that's not l'shma by the tefillin. L'shma means he's writing l'shem kedushas tefillin. And it's two different in yanim. So I don't know if that was an issue, a point of confusion. Well, kapanim, that's the lavush is saying that the na'arim, they don't know b'chol what the inyan of l'shma is. Dilashman ha'amur eitful tefillin ain't a kavana l'shem ba'ala tefillin. It's not the person that's going to wear the tefillin, k'moy gabe get, like we have by a get. It's tzarich l'shem ha'ish, ha'isha, like you have to write the get for the man and the woman that need the get. Rak l'shem kedusha tefillin, it has to be written l'shem kedusha tefillin ayin sham, because this is the taina of the levush. V'sayim al zeh, and the levush concluded like this. U'mina ru'i, it's appropriate l'mish yesh kayak b'yadoi, Limnais Kaisve Tefillin Muganim Anshe Emes Sine Betza Bale Tera Yuri Elekim Vecharedim Aldavari Behol Ear. Well, he says that if a person has the ability, that he's a Rav or he's for the Gbelim or somebody who has the capacity, maybe he's wealthy, whatever, he's an influential person, that he has the ability to make it that the only people who write the Tefillin in the city are people that are Anshe Emes, and they're Sine Betze, they're not interested in money, and they're Yuri Hashem, they're Balei Torah, they're Haredim. You need qualifications over here to be a Sofer. So if they can make it that you can only be a Sofer with such credentials, that would be great. You'd get a lot of scar for that, yeah? The Haredim al-Dvar, behold, year, Kamoishim Amanim Sheikhtim, a boy, just like by the halakas of Shechita or Batika, that obviously nobody's going to get such a job unless he's a Talmud Chacham and he's Yerei Shemayim and he's trustworthy. So the same thing over here. It would be a very good thing if we could make it that the city would only have such seifrim. Shaliyaminu lekola seifrim shenkav nazim elu arviach where I skipped. Yeah, shaliyaminu lekola. But they shouldn't just trust lekola seifrim. They shouldn't just trust any seifrim. That there are, unfortunately, seferim, that the whole kavanah is just to make money, the tikkun yafet, by writing and making a pretty ksav, and doing it so. The avki gam kavanah zu taiva haiza liyapayza mitzvah benoya. Now, the truth is that that idea of having nice-looking tefillin and a nice ksav is certainly good, but the point is that the tefillin have to be written the same kedusha as tefillin. And then, if they're written the same kedushas tefillin, and they're nice looking, then nice looking is a milah. But if they're not written the same kedushas tefillin, they don't have the proper kavanah for the mitzvah, then to make them beautiful, that doesn't help. They're not kosher. So that's what he's saying. It's a milah by itself is not a milah. Together with the kavanah, it's a milah. So va'af ki gam kavanah zutayva haisa liyapayt ha mitzvah benoya. Zedavka imayalem kavanah kedusha. If they had a good kavanah of kedusha, then gamkin together with that, it would help that they have kavanah to make it look nice. Aval bezeh inam nizharim, but they don't have that kavanah, so mimela the niceness isn't good enough. V'day bezeh ad kan l'shaynei hator. I saw today a tshuva. The Tisha brings down part of it. The tshuva from Rav Wozner. Rav Wozner says, we'll see in the next. In the upcoming sifin, that the sefer has to check the tefillin or mezuzah himself. He has to check it again and again, the mechaber says, to make sure that it's not possible. Rav Wozner says that you have to have, aside from the sefer checking, you have to have magiyim to check it. And he says, even though that's a din by sefer Torah and not by tefillin, but he says today, if there's a miut hashkiach, there's, even though it's the miut, it's not the majority, Baruch Hashem, but there is a miut hashkiach of seferim that are not Yerei Shemayim and that are not trustworthy, and therefore you have to have another backup check in order to be sure that the tefillin are kosher. And he says also to make a computer check, even though obviously we wouldn't rely on computers by themselves, but he says that he saw it with his own eyes. Unfortunately, even Yerei Shemayim and Balei Midas and Bnei Torah, like the Levush said, even with all these milas, Afal Pikein, he said that, you know, he had people come to him with puzzled tefillin crying that they, for their years and years they've been wearing puzzled tefillin. And mamish, words missing, letters missing, extra, they repeated words, things that should have been caught, but they weren't caught. And you know, it's a tragic discovery. These are things that couldn't be repaired. A repeated word or a letter and things like this. We'll see as soon how to these halachas about. I didn't hear what. unless he raises a benefit, shameless, and you can't. We're going to have exactly these halachas if he had a chas or a yeser and had, if he can fix it or not. But this second, but I'll call upon him. Rav Lozner said, he said, with his, he saw with his own eyes that this happened. So he saying is that it's kedai to have a computer check also, because the computers, even though they don't have the seichel, they can't pass kinshilas, and they can't determine halakhic decisions, but a computer can sense if there's a missing letter or an extra letter. That they can do. So he said, after a human being with seichel checks over it and he didn't find anything, he says it's kedai to have a computer check also. So it's a good thing to know. He said he even brought, just for the Hashivas of the Indian, I really should have brought the Sefer, I would have read to you, but he says that that one of the Kadmoinim, was it Pirkei Yosef, one of the early Sephardi Paiskim, said that there was a Bucky in Chaseris and Yeseris. He came to the town, and it was a big town of Chachamim and Gedolim. Sephardish Gedolim was a big Torah dot. And he came and he looked over the Sefer Torah and he said there wasn't come out that one Sefer Torah that he didn't find psalm. This was a Torah stuff and everything, but a person has good eyes this person apparently had a knack for this, to find problems with Sefer Torah, and he possibly came out. He said even the Sefer Torah that they used for Kol Nidri, which they were magia every single year. And they checked those Sefer Torah, the ones that they used for the Kol Nidre, their Megia, everything else. And Avo Pekin, he found even Psalm in those Sefer Torah. So you see that you can have your Yerusha Mayim, and you miss things. You overlook it, especially a person is used to seeing the parshas over and over and over again. You have to have a lot of Yerusha Mayim, a lot of patience, and it's possible you didn't have quite the Yishuv Adas you needed. And even if you read it twice and three times, it's still possible to overlook. So Kopanim, So he says here that if they can, you have to have first of all Yerei Shemayim, and then the Vosner says that you still have a check system, you have a Magiyim, and then you have the computer. Then Kulei Vulei. Fine. Kasim the Sefer Baruch Shamar. Sefer Baruch Shamar also addresses. He was a Rishon. He addresses this issue. He says Yichtov Oisiyos Tevin. That's a Nemois. He should write nice letters and whole letters. Voishavuros. They shouldn't be broken. Uva mitun, you should write it slowly. Uva kavana gedolah, and with big kavana. Vlo yomayir adam b'chsivasa, you shouldn't be in a rush to write it. Kedei l'harviyak mamun harbe, that he should, in order to enable himself to make a lot of money. Ki oizai ravach yelech le'ibud l'deiroin. Because that money, whatever extra money he's going to make by hurrying up and writing an extra mezuzah, an extra tefillin, that's going to go to waste, forget about it. And also, v'yafsid nishmasa, he's going to ruin his neshama. He will makti as a rabbin. He's being a makti the rabbin. He's causing people to sin. Mekol mi shekaisev tefillin toivim chsherim kafi yechol toy. And a person who, on the other hand, he writes meis tefillin, kasher tefillin, according to his abilities, scharoi kafel umechupo. He gets double and double the double of his schar. Benitzel midinah shal gehenna. And he's saved from the din of gehenna. So you have here a person, a sefer, somebody has to read this Mishnah Berurah over 1,000 times, and he has to remind himself, you're a Shemayim, and the chaymer of the Indian of being a sefer. On the one hand, he has the opportunity of being nitzel from Dinah Shel Gehenim. On the other hand, it could be a ticket straight to Gehenim. Either way, there's no in-between over here. If you want to be a sefer, you got to have your Shemayim. Kazav Sefer Chassidim, Sefer Chassidim wrote, Timon Pehet, Betzid Kotsoi, Aymedes La'ad, says in the pasuk that his tzedakah is oimid forever. Zeh mezakeh rabim. That's going on a mezakeh rabim. A person is mezakeh rabim, so his tzedakah, the good deeds that he did, his righteousness stands forever. So kagoyin says the sefer chazidim. I'll give you an example. Hamalamed the yarei Hashem tikun tefillin l'sakin lachem. A person who teaches people how to be a sefer. Excuse me, teaches yarei shemayim how to be a sefer. To be mezakeh and tefillin for other people, so that's the person, the teacher, is called a mezakeh rabim, and his tzedakah is tzedkasoi and medeslaat. Period. So that's some Yerei Shemayim we got about being a sefer. Ayin simin lemetes, mosai adam rui lichtev tefillin. Then he gives us a reference about how old a person has to be to write tefillin. He says basically if a person is ribui sarais, if he has a lot of facial hair, know exactly what the getter is, that we'll see that later, but if he has a lot of facial hair, that's a sin, and then he's a gadol, and then he's fit to be a cipher in terms of his age, then you need these other qualifications. Yeah? Okay, let's go further. Next sif, Chaf Aleph. Kol parsha achar shichtavena. Every parsha after he finishes writing the whole parsha, yikra'ena heitev bekavana. He should read it very carefully with kavana. V'dikduk pamim v'shalosh. He should be meticulously read over it thoughtfully 2-3 times. Yeah, the whole parsha. And then v'yagzar v'yikra'ena kodem shitanena b'sleik pesa. He should go and read it again before he puts it into the tefillin, kadesh l'tifchale parsha v'parsha, to make sure that he's putting the right parsha into the right bias and in the right order and everything. Okay, very good. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah about this. Sivkat and Kufdal. Yikra'ena heitev, you should read it carefully. Sheim yimta eze ois choser. The eze parsha, because if he's going to find the missing letter in one of these parshas, well, he levadu nifsula, not only that parsha is puzzle, elegam kol nasha achareha. Anything that would be written after it is also going to be puzzle. Mishum shiush l'kasidron. Because they're out of order. In other words, he's saying, what's the mila of checking each parsha? He wrote kadesh. And he should check it before he writes Vayaki Avieka. Why did he just write all four parshas and then go check them? They're saying, because if there's a problem with Kadesh, don't go further to Vayaki Avieka. You have to rewrite a Kadesh to be in order. Yeah, clear? Ekadel Bereshit Siman, like we learned before. Kuf Hei. Kodim Shiaskol's next Siman, right? Yeah, next Sif. Kuf Hei. Two more halachas about being a cipher over here. An eitza taiva, taiv l'nasais hakumas, kredim shiyascha lichtaiva parsha. It's good for a person to when he dips the pen into the ink, so it will be a good thing to first test out the pen before he starts writing the parsha. That if it shouldn't have too much ink on it, and then he's going to ruin, he'll start right away writing a letter, and then it's going to be too much ink, it'll look like a blob of ink, so that's not a good idea. So the etza is that he should try it out first, and make sure that the ink is flowing properly, and then write a letter. Another etza, he should be careful before he writes any of the shemites, that he should check everything that he wrote until then, that they shouldn't come to Geniza. It means before we learned in Sif Chaf Aleph that Stam, he should check each parsha, there's a Hiv, to check over the parshas to make sure that they're kosher. Now we're learning that in addition to that, as he's writing from shame to shame, he should check over everything he wrote from the last shame to make sure that there weren't any mistakes, that he could make any corrections he would need to correct. Even if he has to erase a whole bunch of letters and make a correction, he could still do that. Once he writes a shame, he's stuck. Because he can't go and fix back a letter without erasing everything, and he can't erase a shame. We need kasidrim. So therefore, it's an eitz taiva for him to check everything in between each shame in order to make sure that everything was written properly before he goes further. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that. Kofay. Kodim she'atcha, before he starts. Einu ratzalomar b'tchilas ha'parsha davka. Doesn't mean davka at the beginning of the parsha. L'kodim she'atcha lichtoi b'ha parsha. Means each time that he's going to start writing, obviously he wants to make sure that his pen is working properly before he starts writing, or else he's going to ruin the letter. And then we said by the shame that he should check everything that he wrote up until that shame. Kavvav, mazakasa, bo'itza parsha, everything he wrote in that parsha. He doesn't have to check before because he checked it already. The point is that as he's going along between the shemites, he should check when he gets the next shame to check up until then to make sure it's kosher. But he shouldn't make it go to Geniz al Yadai. Never learn interesting halachas about writing Hashem's name. See all the details that go into writing the tefillin, especially the yira, the way that we approach Hashem's shemites. It's mamish. Such a lesson of Yerushalayim. So you see over here, Eina Ratzel Kuv Zayin. Ukshetayvo Akolmes Lichtayv Boyas Hashem. When he dips the pen in order to write Hashem's name, Vayascha Lichtayv Oisem Yad. Now, even though we said you anyway have to check over, you have to make sure your pen isn't going to be runny. You have to check it first. But he says that when it comes to Hashem's name, we'll see an interesting halacha that you want to come into the writing of Hashem's name from writing a Devar Shiva Kedusha, from writing in the tefillin. So you don't have this eitza of trying out your pen on a paper on the side. So you got to write a ice before the Kedusha. So now you don't dip your pen right before writing Hashem's name. What do? You leave at least one letter before Hashem's name, and you dip your pen, and then I guess you try it out on the side, make sure that it's not too inky, and then you write that ois, and then you can write Hashem's name. He shouldn't ruin the letter with too much ink of Hashem's name. Boy, ulai, yesh lo seyar, or there could be a hair on the pen or something like that. Well, yesh sam yusher won't come out looking nice. So in other words, when it comes to Hashem's name, there's like an extra caution that it should look nice, that he has to leave a letter before to make sure the pen is mum is gonna write nicely for the Shem Hashem. And then there's an additional inyan, the gamishum shitzark lakadish had yoy, sha'ala kulmas, term shiikh tay vashem. He has to be mekadish the ink that's on the pen. So aside from the halacha, we said when we write tefillin, we have to write it l'shem kedushas tefillin. And then when we get to Hashem's name, we have to write Hashem's name l'shem kedushas Hashem. But in addition to that, there's a kedusha where mekadesh the dyoy, the ink that's on the pen, has to be mekudesh. Now this is a different inyan entirely. The inyan of writing l'shem kedushas tefillin and l'shem la'azkaris is ma'akev. If it wasn't written l'shem kedushas tefillin in the azkaris, it's possible. Over here is an inyan of hazmanu kedusha, that since he's going to be writing Hashem's name, he wants this ink that's going to be used to write Hashem's name to be mezuman for kedusha. How does he mezman it? How does he get this ink ready for kedusha? By writing an ois in the tefillin of one of the, he's writing the ois before, so that's mekadesh the ink. It gets it ready for the kedusha of the kedusha of Hashem. Lachen, yichaven, he should plan, laniach ois achas, to leave over one letter, milichtev, by not writing it, kaidem Hashem, before he writes Hashem's name. And then he'll start his ksiva after he dips the pen in ink, and he'll start writing with that new batch of ink. He's going to be mekadesh it by writing the ois and then starting Hashem's name. He didn't do it. Now what? So now he ran out of ink. He has to dip his pen and he's up to Hashem's name. So what's he do? So there's another way to be mekadesh the ink, is he'll look for something to fix. A noise to make a little bit nicer, a tag. He can put a tag in there. So he can be mekadesh the ink by doing some other inyan atikun with this pen, with this ink. Vimlo also came, if he didn't leave over, yechapis, acher ois, he should look for a letter, a tag, or a tag on the top, shetzrika dyoy, that needs a little bit more ink, vimalana, and he'll fill it out, v'koyse v'es Hashem. And then afterwards, he'll write Hashem's name. So by this, he's able to be mekadesh the ink on the pen, and then write Hashem's name. Let's say the other way. He's in the middle of writing Hashem's name, and he runs out of ink. So now he has a problem that if he's going to dip his pen in the ink, he's going to have to write something else. He can't write the next letter because it's going to be out of order. And if he writes a davar shel chol on the side, not in his tefillin, so then he's missing the Kedusha, the Hazmanach to Kedusha for Hashem's name. And to just write a letter of Hashem's name straight from the ink, well, it's also no good. So he's stuck. What does he do? So the Eitza is that instead of dipping into the inkwell, he'll dip into the wet letters that are before, not in Hashem's name. He'll dip into previous letters that are already written and get the pen wet enough and that he can go and write further in Hashem. That is still wet, the Yigmor Hashem, and then you can finish Hashem's name. But this first shita holds that he shouldn't dip in Hashem's name because that's not what's the problem with the first shita? Magen Avraham. Okay, I don't know exactly what the Magen Avraham. This is the Magen Avraham. He holds that you shouldn't do it. I don't know why. Yesh Mekilim, there's a shach that says that you can dip even in Hashem's name. Lidbo bo'eitzeh Hashem Atman debizui leka. There's no problem of being mevaze Hashem's name. Kevin shu kadeh lahashlim boy es Hashem. Since he's doing it to be mashlim Hashem. Let me just explain to you a little bit what he's saying here. Maybe I could tell you Pshat Magen Avraham also. The shach said like this. It says in Yerideya that it's not a problem to dip into letters to write more letters. So the Shach HaFakasha, by Hilchas Chanukah, it says that you're not allowed to light from one candle to the next. The Gemara says that it's makhish the mitzvah. It takes away from the mitzvah. So the Shach says that that's different from dipping into the letter, because by lighting one candle from another, when you light, so that the other candle gets put out a little bit, it takes away from the oil, I guess, from the other candle, and that weakens the other mitzvah. If you're like taking away from this mitzvah to do another mitzvah. So that's why it's us. It's makhish the mitzvah. But says the Shach, but to dip into one letter and write another letter is not makhish. The first letter is perfectly fine. It didn't take anything away from it. I guess the extra dio that's there, the wet dio, is not losing anything in the letter by taking it and bringing it to the next letter. So it's no problem. It's not a hakasha. But the Shach says that he shouldn't take from Hashem's name to write chol, to write another letter of the Sefer Torah that's not Hashem's name. Yeah? So that's, it says the Shach, it's not a problem of being makhish the mitzvah. He's not harming anything in Hashem's name. It seems not a problem of mechikas Hashem. There's no harm to Hashem's name done, just like we said before, by every letter. But he says it's a bezayin. It's not nice to Hashem's name to take from Hashem's name and write a letter of chol. That's what the Shach said. So from there, the place can say, it's mukach, it's mashma from the Shach, that to dip in a letter from Hashem's name to write Hashem's name is not a problem. Because there's no problem of being makhish the mitzvah, and there's no problem of a bezayin to the mitzvah. So mimele, that should be mitzvah. That's the Shach. L'chora, I said I didn't know, but l'chora, the pshat in the Magen Avraham is he holds that even that's a bezayin. The Shach, what Shach assumed, is not a bezayin. L'chora, the Magen Avraham holds that even that's a bezayin, to take from Hashem's name, even for Hashem's name. L'maizei, you shouldn't be taking from Hashem's name. Okay, l'chora, that's the machlokas. So akopanim, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, that you shouldn't do it l'chatchila, but yesh mekilim, there are mekilim, I guess if he's stuck and he has nowhere else to get dyoi, like if it's dried up or something like that, the only wet letters he has is Hashem's name, so then l'chora, that would, maybe could be samech on this shach. V'ima ois yesh l'fanav einam lachem. He doesn't have any wet letters. As I eat bo mechadash, he should dip in. And now we had a problem if he dips in, so he can't start with Hashem's name, and he wants to be mekadesh the diyoy on the pen. And so he can't write a devar chol. That would be a hefsek in the ksiva of Hashem. So he says he has an eta. He can do what we mentioned before. He can try to fix something or write a tag. So in that way, he'll be able to mekadesh the diyoy. The canal, like we mentioned before. Are you asking if you're assuming that a tag is ma'akev, and then the problem of kesidron? The tag is not ma'akev in kesidron. If it would not write tagim at all, it would still be kasher. It's b'diavid, l'chatchili have to have the tagim, but they're not ma'akev b'diavid. So mimele, there's no din of kesidron by the tagim. There are even seferim that they'll write a whole parsha without the tagim, and then afterwards they'll put the tagim in just to like a focus on one thing at a time. The tag is not a chelik of the tzur of the section. So mimele, so there's no din of kesidron by the tagim. And so that's an eitzah. He has an eitzah. He can go back and put in a tag or fix the tag or make it a little bit nicer. So that's a way to be mekadesh the diyot. Kol zehu l'mitzvah, just a second. Kol zehu l'mitzvah v'lo l'yikuvah b'diyavit. All these things are all a mitzvah, but they're not ma'akeh b'diyavit. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, from the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so clear. I saw in the Mishnah Seferim that there does seem to be an issue of making a hefsek in the middle of writing Hashem's name. You get the sense from the Mishnah Berurah that he seems to be avoiding just dipping and writing in Hashem's name. Okay, you have a problem of being mekadesh the diyoy. So this is like his last option was after everything dried up and he couldn't dip before, and maybe that's to dip into Hashem's name. So then, like the last option was to put the pen back in the well and then go fix tagim or something like that, and then write it. It seems like it's not so pleasant to be mafsik in Hashem's name, but nothing's makib b'diavad. None of it's makib b'diavad. I mean, this is all Kedusha, it's all covered for Hashem's name. So there's a right way to do it. If he didn't do it like that, as long as the Shem is written properly, it's not a big, you know, ink blotch, or as long as he has Tzuras HaOyf here, then it'll be kosher. Oh, you're asking why he can't just dip his pen on a stump piece of paper. So this is a shach in your idea. The shach says that he has to be mekadesh the dyoi. So mimela to write on some a piece of paper is there's two different nakudas. One is that he wants to be mekadesh the dyoi in order to write the shame from kedusha. So start writing a doodles on the side of on a page, he won't have that mila of the kedusha of writing a shame mitzvah kedusha. There's another nakuda. The shach has another question. But there's the samazai. Why does he have to if I remember this properly? Okay, I'm gonna talk and I'll remember what I'm saying. He says, why does he have to write it? Why does he have to write it on the side? Why can't he just write on the side? He says like this: if a person is writing, he's writing kedusha, so he shouldn't write some oisers of chol. Now that he has this ink that he dipped in for writing kedusha, he shouldn't some write oisers of chol. So it's not an eitzah to some fix the ink by writing something else. You have to fill up an ois or do it for something for kedusha. Yeah, what's up, water? It's the same idea. So before he started writing, he can do that. Once he started writing, he was already makadesh the ink, so then sometimes he shouldn't be writing other divrei chol with this. It's not a kedusha that's chol on the ink, it's just the inyan that is, it's mezumen for that. So, but as long as the ink is going to write, it's in the ink, not what he's writing. Okay, I'll stop here.